This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and you reduce your risk. Between my daughter and myself, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania for now over 70 years. That's right, 70 years. Let me give you some contact information, and we got some doozies that you want to stay tuned. In fact, I came from a meeting from the Mahoning-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council. I'm doing this on Thursday, and I'll probably finish it up on Friday. Of course, you're listening to it on Saturday, and we had a gentleman talking about the one thing that most people don't plan for. Can you figure out what that is? Well, we've got this short video we're going to show you and how you can take advantage of, maybe protect some of that that could wipe out your entire nest egg. So let me give you some contact information. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, in a development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to schedule a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come into our office, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, which is leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect your nest egg from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. We're going to talk about that because that's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, folks, that I've said in many past shows, could wipe you out. Now, most people don't like to think about it, talk about it, even though they know they're 70, 75%, like a gentleman says, that you'll need some type of convalescent care. Yet, many people will say, I am the 30%, that's not going to happen to me. And if you ask them, your druthers, if that you were one of the 70%, where would you want to spend that time? In a nursing home? Before, most people would say no, but in today's environment, I think most people would really say no. Well, we got a solution that if you want to stay home, in case that's you, you got to listen up and learn more about this. In the weeks to come, we'll go in a lot more depth. But I'll give you a highlight. I'm going to play a 2.5-minute video and talk just a little bit about it. But that's a game changer, folks. This outfit's been around for a while, but I just found out about it. So what else do we do besides that? So most people think it's long-term care insurance. And then, of course, most people don't have that unless you're 45 or 50 because you can't get approved. It's very costly. Many companies have gone out of business. We're going to go in a lot more depth about it on the next segment, but there's very few plays in there. There's asset-based long-term care. There's accelerator riders that you can accelerate the life insurance while you're alive. You don't have to die to collect it. It can pay for in-home care, assisting living care. Well, this video I'm going to play to you, you can't see the video, but you hear the audio. And if you'd like to get a link, we'll tell you how I can even email the link to you because it is approved material. But this is a game changer, and the price is real reasonable, and we'll talk about, maybe not in this segment, how they can do this and so forth. And you'll be getting more details on it, but this is really powerful information. So that's one of the kind of a component is one of the things we do. I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. In fact, brokers could be held liable because if they haven't planned for it or referred someone who's knowledgeable about it and they have a claim, I think a broker attorney might have a good case because you didn't tell them about that aspect, and they could, all that money you grew in the brokerage account or whatever account you had it in could be literally wiped out. We'll go into a lot more detail next segment. We also do tax planning, tax preparation. Yes, most, in fact, I'd say probably 99.9 of the people in the business don't do both. And if you're working for a Stiefel Nicholas or a Merrill Lynch, I can assure you they don't allow you to do taxes. Since we're independent, we do. We do tax preparation, but more important, we do tax planning. So I gave you the website for our financial services, leavealegacy.com. I'm going to give you one for the tax practice, two of them, innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. It's a good time of year. Most people have their taxes done. A few people want extensions to the 15th of October. It's now a good time to do some planning, but we do tax preparation, tax planning. Also, as I mentioned, I went to Squaw Creek. We meet once a quarter, and there's other attorneys there, elder law attorneys, who specialize and show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. Also, wills, trusts, power of attorneys. That's estate planning. We also do retirement planning. And you name the investment, I can't say, or savings vehicle, I can't say we have everything out there, but we have most items. And we like to describe saving. Money is in three different colors. So think of a traffic light. Traffic light is what? Yellow, green, and red money. So yellow money, we like to think of this as what? Your emergency money, checking, savings, credit union, money market accounts. You should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. It doesn't pay a lot, but it's liquid. You got to pay taxes on it. So everything has pros and cons. Then there's red money. That's anything go up and down. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver, commodities, anything that has an element of risk. We offer many of those vehicles in our office. And then green money would be vehicles such as long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. They all have their pros and cons. Everything has pros and cons. That's why you need to have a plan. Do you have a written plan? Do you have a plan? Because one of the means we talk about, do you have enough money? We call it the retirement roadmap to last for you and your wife if you're married, to last your lifetime. Do you know? Do you have a plan, a written plan? Do you have a copy of the plan? Would you like to hear about our plan, how it works? Well, so give us a call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. So I'm going to play this little video. I teased you long enough. If you'd like to get a copy of this, we'll be glad to send it to you and get more information. We'll talk a little bit about it. So here it goes.
The good news is, today seniors are living longer than ever before. The problem is, as we grow older, life becomes more challenging. Statistics show 3 out of 4 seniors will need some form of home care in their lifetime. The solution most people are aware of is a long-term care nursing home policy. The problem is, the strict underwriting conducted in order to be accepted. Even seniors who appear healthy are rejected because of their health history, prescription medications, and more. And these days, long-term care policies are primarily written to people ages 45 to 64. So, for people 65 and older, now what do you do? True Freedom Premier Plans from American Senior Services Incorporated are the most viable alternative to long-term care insurance today. With a True Freedom membership, you're purchasing access to home care hours that can be utilized when you need them. The plans feature no underwriting, no claim forms, no deductibles, and no age limits. True Freedom plans are available and identical in all 50 states. Clients select 1 of 4 available plans containing the amount of hours they prefer. When service is required, the member simply calls a toll-free number to the customer care center. They set up your care, coordinate the hours you specify, and pay the bills. One call does it all. Think of it like a home care concierge plan. And because it's a membership, there are no health triggers to receive service, no claim forms, and no paperwork. The plans arrange personal care assistance for things such as dressing, bathing, hygiene, meal planning and preparation, grocery shopping, light cleaning, medication reminders, being accompanied to doctor's appointments, and more. All from the comfort of your own home. A senior's safety and wellness at home are what's most important. That's why the plans allow you to receive service from a licensed home care agency or gives you the freedom to select a trusted friend or neighbor to assist you at home. Most health care coverage does not include this type of service. Are you the child of an aging parent? Does your work, current location, or ongoing responsibilities prohibit you from being there for an elder loved one? Tell them about True Freedom Premier Plans right now. True Freedom Plans can arrange for care up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service. The value of plan hours automatically increases with the cost of home care over time, and members are rewarded with a decrease in membership fees the first 4 years if no home care service is utilized. American Senior Services Incorporated is backed by an experienced management team working with seniors for over 30 years. They have the highest recognition and endorsement by Dun & Bradstreet and have earned their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Find out how a True Freedom Premier Plan can bring peace of mind and security to your family by contacting a representative today.
Folks, it almost sounds too good to believe, but see, they have an A-plus rating from the Credit Bureau and an excellent rating at Dun & Bradstreet. These hours go anywhere from 1,500 hours to 10,000, depending on what plan you purchase. So the plan starting out with a bronze plan, $95 a month and up. Folks, you need to get this video. You need to get some information to learn more about that. Hopefully you never use it, but it's a good safety net because most people, I think, want to stay home. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm going to talk about Social Security in these so-called IOUs. Is that bogus or is that true? There's no money in those so-called trust funds. So stay tuned for that.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before we talk about Social Security to start cashing IOUs, or is that a myth? Is it a fact that the actual trust fund of Social Security, there is no money? And we're going to talk about some reports and from the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, Social Security, et cetera. I may not get a chance on this segment to talk about that, but I will in the next segment. What I'd like to do is continue along that same venue on protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. As I mentioned, I just came back from a presentation that was done by Dr. Joel Waldman. And the title of it is called Prepare for a Healthy Future, the Value of Long-Term Care Planning. And we're going to talk about what most people do is denial. First step, it's not going to happen to me. Those 70, 75% over 65, I'm not going to be in that group. I'm going to be in a group that's the 30%. Well, maybe you might be, but maybe your spouse isn't, because women usually spend more time in nursing home because they live longer. But would you like to get a copy of that video? You can see the video part of it. You just heard the audio. The plans for in-home care starting at 15 hours, going up to 10,000 hours a year. for in-home care. The plans start at $95 per month and go on up to maybe a little over $400 and some dollars per month, depending on what kind of plan. But even for the basic one, $95 a month, you got to learn more about this, folks. So if you'd like to get a copy of that, I'd be glad to email it to you. Just call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. If you're driving and you want to get our contact information, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, take you near on Google. And it says leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. So the first step, and most people don't like to talk about that, is denial. They don't think it's going to happen to them. Well, let me give you the stats again. And these are all documented. 70%, I've seen some stats, 75%. Risk, most people don't know about. 79% of adults don't want to talk to their financial advisor about it. I told you, they could be held liable. 83% of adults don't want to talk to their kids about it. Listen to this one. $243,636, the estimated annual cost of a semi-private nursing room in 30 years. $341,840, estimated lifetime cost of care for someone in dementia. Now, these numbers could be a little higher or a little bit less, depending on where you live. So what is long-term care? What is it? What do people think when they conjure up? They think of, most people think of what? Nursing home. No, it could be nursing home. That's the last place you want to go. Think home, in-home care. If you had to have care, where would you want to have it done? And what asset would you use? Does it really affect women more? I mentioned it does because they live longer for the most part. Consequences, if you need care, you will receive it. And by the way, if you've done that video, you can see the video, but you heard the audio. Besides a licensed person, you could even use someone you know that will pay for it. However, without planning, you cannot choose where and who provides it. Let me repeat. Sticking your head in the sand won't work. However, without planning, you cannot choose where and who provides it. So what kind of planning have you done in that arena? Here's some of the consequences. No plan in place for long-term care. Care responsibilities aren't shared equally. Creates what? Tension and resentment building up amongst siblings. And again, if you have no plan in place, family may end up providing or use all your assets. Their own families and careers are disrupted if they have to get involved. LTC, long-term care planning, can tear families literally apart, folks. I've seen it firsthand. My daughter, about 25 years ago, was a director of admissions of a nursing home down in North Carolina. Plus, she also worked for the Mercer County Area on Aging on social worker. So she's got a wealth of knowledge in that area. Plus, she used to work for the Social Security Hub. Plan where it's time for care. Where would you like to receive it? In your home? In a nursing home? Or assisting living care? Or do you want to protect all three? If you only got a limited budget, the first place you get should look at in-home. And then we can try to do other types of planning. So let me repeat this again. Where is it time for care? Where would you like to receive it? In your home, nursing home, or assisting living here? Cost breakdown. Now this is medium, means middle, could be above or lower depending on where you are. Your home care in a year, again, this is medium, half above, half below, $50,536. Assisted living care, $48,000. Nursing home, $100,375. Now, I've seen numbers much higher than that. I've seen a little bit less. What are your options? You can go on Medicaid. That's crisis planning. We do that. Pros, already paid for this coverage. Cons, asset restriction. Services available. Significant planning requirement. Now, there are some types of special annuities called Medicaid annuities that are irrevocable, unassignable, actuary sound and non-commutable. Yes, that sounds a mouthful. And you can do situations in a crisis. You may not protect all the assets. That's one of the areas we specialize in, helping people in that arena. But it's best to do pre-crisis rather than crisis. There's also a veterans initiative program. However, when you go into the Medicaid, you have asset restrictions, service availability, significant planning required. It's better to do pre-planning. But if you're in a situation or know someone, we can help in that area. What are your options? You can self-fund. The pros, no underwriting. Cons, expensive unknown risk and costs, which assets to use, and taxes. So if you're doing it yourself, what's your strategy if you do that? Do you have a plan in place? Probably not. So fund, what are your options? Pros, can be less expensive. By buying traditional long-term care, which I don't like those thicker types, use it or lose it. A lot of companies are going out of business. Prices aren't always guaranteed. They go up. Underwriting, must qualify medically. What are some other options? Well, there are some options. I mentioned that one in the video, which you heard the audio. That's pretty reasonable for in-home care. But if you want to cover all the gamuts, there's plans called asset-based long-term care, a combination of self-funding and traditional LTC, guaranteed premiums, death benefit, cash value. Cons, you may not qualify medically. The value of leverage, tax-free long-term care benefits. If you have an IRA, there's strategy where you can transfer the cash into another vehicle. Now, there's going to be taxes paid out over a period of time, but many times that $100,000 can become $200,000 death benefit and can provide, you ready for this, up to many cases, some cases, $600,000 of a pool of money that you can leverage it. The value of leverage. If you're using your own money, you probably can't get that done. Some of these plans can actually be tax deductible. So my question to you, what type of plan do you have in place? And if you had to use it, where would you want to spend your time? Nursing home, assisted living care, or in-home care? So if you like to spend, like most people do, in-home tonight, I'm asking you, I think you ought to request at least to get the video, some information, to learn more about how you can get these plans for $95 a month up to 1,500 hours, and you can get pull up to 10,000 hours. To learn more about it, call our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, and when we get back, we're going to talk about, is Social Security going to start cashing those IOUs?
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Again, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation to learn more about what we're doing or get that video on how to have in-home care, 1,500 hours, starting at $95 per month. Sounds almost too good from a company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and have a good rating with Dun & Bradstreet. So we're going to be talking about a lot of this in more detail in the weeks to come. But if you'd like to get that information, that videos, or set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, learn more about what we're doing, give us a call. What's the toll-free number again? 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. If you didn't write it down, I'll repeat it later. Or just remember the website, leavealegacy.com. So we're going to be talking about Social Security. Are they going to start cashing their IOUs? Or is that a myth? There is no such thing as IOUs. It's a myth to have a trust fund. And is Social Security going to be there for you? Is going to go broke? Well, the first thing I like to offer is our book, by the way. I don't think I mentioned on last week's show, called Pillars of Success by Jack Canfield. Wrote Chicken Soup Soul for the Soul, Chicken Soups for the Soul. And my daughter, myself, and some other authors, and we wrote a chapter in there talking about taxes. So it's a hardback book. If you'd like to get that, you can call our office. Also, as I mentioned in past shows, you can get the book called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. You can see what's going on with our debt. Taxes will be going up. This is a good book to get, hardback, written by Matt Segula, forwarded by Dr. Michael Rosian from Cleveland Clinic. He's a four-time New York Times bestseller called Smart Retirement by Matt Segula. You can get that as well. But since we're talking on this segment about Social Security, here's a laminated, you get this laminated, called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security by Lane Floyd, CFP, Director of Retirement and Life Planning. Let me just tell you, this again, laminated, looks very classy. What baby boomers need to know about Social Security. What is Social Security? When did it start? What are the benefits of Social Security? I think most people think they know that. Again, if you treat it like an asset class, how you become eligible for Social Security benefits, how your retirement benefit is calculated. Very good. Well, let's touch on this one. Once each year, earnings are indexed for inflation. Your highest 35 years of earnings are tallied. If you work more than 35 years, only the highest 35 years will count. If you work less than 35 years, the missing years will count as zero. The 35 years of index earnings are totaled and divided by 420, 35 times 12, to arrive at the average index monthly earnings. They call that the AIM. So let's give you an example. And by the way, some people, when they see statements of 62, 65, 67, 66 is so much, and 67, what they're projecting a lot of times is you are making that kind of money, to say you're 63 and you're going to retire at 65, that you're going to continue making at least that money. So that number that's projected at, say, 65 or 66 or whatever the number happens to be, could be slightly higher later, because they don't know what your earnings will necessarily be. So let me give you an example. Let's say Boomer Bob, as an example, born in 1958. Bob earned a Social Security maximum throughout his career. The maximum amount of wages subject to Social Security tax is adjusted each year for inflation. When his earnings are indexed and average, his AIM stands for what now? Average Index Monthly Earnings comes out to be $10,683. A three-part formula is applied to the AIM to arrive at your primary insurance amount. And here's how the formula. It's all laminated, and they go through that. So the PIA for maximum wage earning born 1958, now let's give you the total, is $3,142.70. Well, you should be so lucky. Remember, he earned the maximum every year. So Bob's primary insurance amount, known as the PIA, is $3,142.70. This is the amount he will receive if he applies for benefits at age 66 and 8 months. He's age 58, his full retirement age. What is yours? Well, this is all broken down. When you begin receiving Social Security benefits, what if I apply at 62? Here's some of the questions they answer. What if I apply later? When should I apply for Social Security? How are COLAs, cost of living adjustment, affect Social Security benefits? And they give you the chart and show you year by year. So, for example, 2019, it went up 1.6%. 2018, 2.8% inflation. 2017, 2%. 2016, 0.3%. 2015, 0%. So it goes through. How are spousal benefits calculated? How divorce affects Social Security benefits? How widow affects Social Security benefits? There's a pile that's laminated, and it's 6 pages of laminate. You should get this. If you'd like to get it, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. So let's talk about the Social Security. Are they going to start cashing IOUs or IOUs? Is that a myth? Well, no, it's not a myth. Not anymore. This year, for the first time since 1980s, when Congress last overhauled Social Security, the retirement program is projected, you ready for this, to pay out more in benefits than it collects in taxes. See, a lot of money comes in for taxes, nearly $29 billion more. Sounds like a good time to start tapping a nest egg. Too bad the federal government already spent that money over the years on other programs, preferring to what? Borrow from Social Security rather than foreign creditors. In return, the Treasury Department issued a stack of what? IOUs in the form of Treasury bonds, which are kept in a nondescript office buildings just down the street from Parkersburg municipal offices. Were you aware of that? I think most people probably aren't. Now, the government will have to borrow even more money, much of it abroad, to start paying back the IOUs. And the timing could be worse. The government is projected to post a record, ready for this, $1.5 trillion budget deficit this year, and probably closer to $3-4 trillion when this was written, followed by $1 trillion deficit for years to come. They are stored, where are they stored? In a three-ring binder locked in the bottom drawer of a white metal filing cabinet in the Parkersburg offices of the Bureau of Public Debt. The agency, which is part of the Treasury Department, opened offices in Parkersburg in the 1950s as part of a plan to locate important government functions away from Washington, D.C. in case of attack during the Cold War. One bond is worth a little more than $15.1 billion. Another value is just under $10.7 billion. In all, the agency has about $2.5 trillion, with a T, folks, in bonds. All backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. So, yes, IOUs do exist. But don't bother trying to steal them. They're non-negotiable, which means they are worthless on the open market. More than 52 million people receive old age or disability benefits from Social Security. The average benefit for retirees is a little under $1,200 a month. Disabled workers get an average of $1,100 per month. Social Security is financed by payroll taxes. I mentioned earlier, employees must pay 6.2% tax on work earnings up to, now it's like $130,000. And retirees can start early reduced benefits at 62. They can get full benefits if they wait until they turn 66, 66 in 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 8, and then full retirement. If you're past, I think it's 59 now, 67. Social Security's financial problems have been looming for years. So in my opinion, this is my opinion, it's talking about a shortage of 2035, about a 23% shortage. But they'll have to do, we talked about this in the past, the mean testing, maybe pushing it out a little further. But right now, I wouldn't panic. Is it best to take it at 62? Well, obviously, if you're going to die earlier, it is, or if you need the money. So one size does not fit all. My daughter, Sherry Marini, used to work for the Social Security. It's hard-pressed to find another advisor firm that had someone actually work. So if you'd like to know more about it, because you should treat it like an asset class. In fact, besides that asset class where you're getting the paycheck for life, you should have another pot of money that also protects you. It's like stools. If you only have, you know, a two-legged stool, it might be hard to balance. So you name the investment or savings, we have it. But you want to do planning. Have a written plan, and we'll figure out different scenarios, your date of death, if you have to need in-home care, nursing home assistance, taxes. You got to look at the whole gamut, not just the vehicle savings. That's a piece of the puzzle, but that shouldn't be looked at until you look at the plan to see what road you're on if you're going to have enough money. So if you'd like to know more about how we work, give us a call toll-free. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in and have a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're going to talk a little politics. You know, every election, every 2 years or 4 years, we say this is the most important elections, especially the president. But I think, by the way, that's not a cliche, that's accurate. In fact, I think our president is going to be announced Saturday. You're hearing it Saturday. I'm doing this on Thursday. He's going to announce his Supreme Court justice. I'm hoping it's Amy Barrett, but I'm sure he'll have one that's well qualified. And there's 53 Republicans. There's 47 Democrats. And the only one so far is Susan Collins. Says she's not going to vote for it. So it looks like it could be 52, and we'll see if any Democrats crossed over. Why is that important? Because now with the mail-in ballots, including Pennsylvania, you can send your ballots in November 2nd, as long as it's postmarked before the election date, and it could take up to 3 days to get there after the election. That could be November 6th, and they got to count them. And what if they get truckloads of mailboxes and ballots, a truck brings them in, how are they going to verify all that? And then you got to be ratified, if that's the case, you know, by the board in the middle of December. So this could be another one of those Al Gore, George Bush, and go to the Supreme Court. This is why it's important that our President Donald J. Trump has a constitutional duty to go ahead and nominate. Now, Chuck E. Cheese, he's always using the example back in 2016, they didn't do that. Well, he's comparing apples and oranges. Back on the previous one, when they had a vacancy, who controlled the Senate? Was it the Democrats or the Republicans? It wasn't the Democrats. The Democrats in the Senate, by the way, if they had the control, they could have pushed that Garland through. They didn't. It was the Republicans. That's what he's confusing. He's mixing apples and oranges and saying unfair. No, it's not. The Senate. If they had the Senate, they could have shoved him through like most of the time. But because the Republicans held that, they don't have to. So I believe in a nuclear option, which was introduced by Harry Reid, they will, in fact, get a Supreme Court justice. Very important. So this election, you think Al Gore was something? Wait till this one. I'm hoping that it's a landslide and it'll be all for naught. It'll be more like formalities. And you don't think cheating goes on? Well, I've talked about in the past, and I have a file that goes on each state, who people were convicted. I've talked about that. If you'd like to get a copy, I'm not going to go into detail like I have in the past. You can request it. But here's a Democratic official charged, just recently in the news, with mail ballot fraud in a plot to steal primary election. Republican Texas Attorney General, this happened in Texas, Ken Paxton announced charges on Thursday against four people, including a county commissioner, for allegedly carrying out a mail ballot fraud scheme in the 2018 Democratic primary. Gray County Commissioner Shannon Brown and three others targeted young, able-bodied voters to cast ballots by mail fraudulently claiming the voters were disabled, in most cases without the voters' knowledge or consent, as part of a vote harvesting scheme meant to swing the primary to Brown, according to news release from Paxton's office, who's the attorney general, results in voters' disenfranchisement and corruption at the highest level, Paxton said in a statement released by his office. Mail ballots are vulnerable, he said, to diversion, coercion, and influence by organizing vote harvesting schemes. Brown's office didn't immediately return a request for comment. So, folks, it goes on. Now, here's a book. I said I'm going to start talking about that. And you can get a copy of it on Amazon or whatever your favorite bookstore is. Profiles in Corruption. Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Written by Peter Schweizer, New York Times bestselling author. If you remember the Clinton Cash. Called Profile for Construction. And we're going to talk about Joe Biden. So we'll be talking about him several weeks. And then we'll be talking about Madam Kamala Harris. But before I do that, I'm going to show you some of the tactics that goes on with the Democratic Party, known as demon rats, dumb rats. And the last four letters of Democrats, and by the way, that party's been hijacked. So you're not, it's not long, it should be called a different name. But the last four letters of Democrats is rats. And folks, if you have rats in your house, rodents, what do? You call an exterminator. But these aren't really rats. They're a criminal enterprise, and the Democratic Party is no longer here. It's been hijacked quite a while ago. John Kennedy would have been thrown out of the party. Let me play you a tactic. I've said this before. I'm going to play it again. It's been a while. A tactic that yours truly, Nancy Pelosi, you'll hear her words, but there'll be an introduction before she says that. It's real short. So listen to this.
If this video I'm about to show doesn't make you question at least a little bit of what you're seeing in the media, there's no hope for you, unfortunately.
It's a wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it. Unless they see it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this, so they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
That's Nancy Pelosi, wonderful Nancy Pelosi. She's a real piece of work. In fact, she may not have a job because she doesn't do some of the stimulus, even some of her cohorts are getting upset with her. They may have her removed from Speaker of the House. I don't know if you've heard that one or not. So let's talk about, get into it, and I'll be talking about several weeks about Joe Biden. You know, by the way, Joe Biden says he's going to beat Joe Biden. And he says, I'm Joe Biden's husband. Let that sink into you. And he said with his wife and sister, they switched on him, and he got them mixed up their names. And he said, well, the reason he did, because they switched on him. I didn't know that your wife or spouse has to be on a certain side with your sister. I didn't know there was a protocol. So you learn something new every day. Well, Gritty Joe Biden from Scranton, Pennsylvania, has been part of America's political life since, ready for this, 1972. So they say 47 years, but it's really close to 48 years. When at just age 29, he was elected to the U.S. Senate. And Mayor watched Joe Biden bury his first wife and daughter following a tragic automobile accident right after his election shortly before Christmas. And by the way, he met his wife, Jill. She was campaigning for him, and she was married at the time, so it wasn't a blind date. I won't go into a lot of detail. I've talked about it in the past, but it was really an adulterous relationship. In fact, her husband has a book that's coming out about that. But anyway, let's get into the details more about Joe Biden. He's been on the stage sometimes in a lead role in every major national political drama since Watergate. As he recounts in his memoir, as United States Senator, I've watched and played some small part in history. The Vietnam War, Watergate, the Iran hostage crisis, the Bork nominations, the fall of Berlin Wall, the reunification of Germany, the disintegration of the Soviet Union, 9/11, 2 years in Iraq, a presidential impeachment, a presidential resignation, and a presidential election decided by the Supreme Court. Although not as ideological as some, he has largely remained a progressive Democrat to his core. To any American paying attention to politics, Biden was a familiar figure even before Barack Obama's choice for vice president in 2008. In part, this was because he had served a longtime chairman of two powerful Senate committees 2 years earlier. Foreign relations and judiciary. As Selena Zito notes, we really have seen Biden's career unfold on television. At least we've seen the television-friendly portion of Biden's political career. The Biden family partners are often foreign governments where the deals occur in the dark, dark corners of international finance like China, Costa Rica, Jamaica, Ukraine, yes, Russia. And if you heard about his son recently with the prostitutes and all that, we'll talk more about that in weeks to come. We're kind of running out of time here. The cast of characters include sketchy companies, violent convicted felons, foreign oligarchs, and other people who typically expect favors in return. Joe's public power positions Biden family members for high, lucrative deals they likely would not otherwise get. These deals are often occur with the appearance that Joe Biden has done favor for the partners who welcome such family members. These are not few desperate enterprises, but rather money-making ventures that appear to be part of a well-organized family business. So the book's called Profiles in Corruption. We'll talk much more in the weeks to come. You might want to get a copy of that. Remember this, you want to protect your freedom? You got to get out there and vote. Get educated, folks. You need some professional help if you're going to be voting for Joey. He's not all there. He needs to go home and rest. We only have a window of opportunity, folks. If you're confused of what's going on, then I suggest don't vote at all. But here's the most important thing. I'm going to die. You're going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. Where do you want to spend eternity? Do you think it's by chance? Or you think if you're a pretty good person? The Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God. A man's appointed once to die, then comes a judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and say I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. God loves everyone. Hear that? All. He wants all to come to repentance. He loves everyone. He doesn't want any should perish. But unfortunately, due to ignorance and pride, there could be some other reasons. Unfortunately, many people are spending an eternity in hell because it's their choice, because of ignorance and a pride issue. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord and lift you up. So the secret is, it's not really a secret, you must repent of your sins, ask for forgiveness, and accept who? Jesus Christ is the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last. No one comes to the Father except through me, be it Jesus. Who do you say he is? Who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have another radio show we do on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. I would appreciate you tuning in. That's the most important decision you could possibly make. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com.